never know, Uther. I intend to live forever.
How dare you show your face here? Faces.
Don't laugh at that, you idiot!
A lot of story there, a lot of lore. For those of you who are into that kind of thing, I love you.
Welcome to Live, Laugh, Lore, the podcast that explores where we've been and where we may go next in the world of Warcraft.
Welcome, everyone, to Live, Laugh, Lore, episode 100, the show that's been enjoying lore shenanigans since September 8th, 2020. Woo! Each episode, we'll check in, have some laughs, and talk all about the lore of Warcraft one or two topics at a time. My name is Allie, the one that can't believe that we've been doing this show for 3.5 years. It's crazy. It doesn't feel like that, but it also does. It's really weird. And as always, I'm joined by the one that has stuck, stuck by me, but really he's been stuck with me for 3.5 years. It's Jin.
Hi, that's me. That's
you.
That's me. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm here, and it's been 3.5 years. Good freaking Lord.
I know, right? Like, COVID makes everything feel weird, right? Like, time is not a construct of the pandemic, right? So it doesn't feel like 3.5 years, but also does, and it's just, it's a whole thing.
It is absolutely a whole thing. Yeah, crazy town. That's what that is. 3.5 years, my goodness. Man, where did the time go? I don't know. Who knows?
Into 100 episodes. That's where it went.
Clearly.
Hey, what have you been up to lately? Speaking of time.
Time is a funny thing because, you know, we're weekly now, and it's like usually it's like bam, bam, bam. I felt like we just recorded yesterday. It's like so quick. Not this week. I got to tell you, this week went on for ages. It felt like. So for those of you who don't know. Maybe if this is your first episode or something, I don't know. Welcome if it is. Let's just say it was my mother's funeral last Friday, and we stopped by my grandma's where she had been living before she passed away. And we were going through some of the stuff that we hadn't actually gotten to, me and my sister, because it was in like a storage shed outside.
Right.
So that wasn't really in the way is what I'm getting at. So anyway, we happened to come across one particular item that I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll take it home. It is what it is. So this is, in fact, the hat that she wore to my brother's wedding.
Oh, and it's glorious.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny with the headphones. So
it does. I feel like it's a hat that a ladybug would wear for a fancy occasion.
Oh, yeah. Very fancy occasion.
That's what it looks
indeed.
Like to me. Yeah. And episode 100 is worthy of a fancy occasion ladybug hat.
Yeah. It's definitely. I'm looking at myself in the camera here. It's making me laugh my ass off. So anyway, that was that.
Yeah, that was that.
That was the thing. And well, yeah, it was my mom's funeral. Anyway, afterwards, the end of that day was pretty decent. We went and hung out at one of my cousin's place. We just kind of hung out and yeah, it was good. We just had a good time. Anyway, that was Friday. And then Saturday was a day from, it started out great. So Saturday is the first day that I ran a 10K. Me and my wife.
Right.
Me and my wife together. We got up nice and early. We went out and we ran a 10K for St. Patrick's Day. And it was great. We had a good time. And then we had to head back home, which was like an hour drive. And then we had to drive back an hour to go have lunch with my dad. And let's just say my family is as crazy as I had explained in the past. And offensive things were said. And it was just. And thank goodness my wife is a badass because she was like, no, you don't say that. So. So, yeah,
I've seen that side of her a little bit here and there with, you know, various conversations we had when you guys were here. And I could see this, man, you don't mess with Mrs. Jin.
No, you don't mess with Mrs. Jin. No, she shut that shit down immediately.
Good.
And it was she's awesome. Anyway, so that was nice. But at the same time, you're still kind of thinking like, I just want to go. Like it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You're just so Saturday was kind of a bust. And then Sunday, we actually, that was the day that we actually first started recouping, because just so much family and stuff, because that I didn't even include like Wednesday and Thursday in the mix, but we were hanging out with them then too. So it's just like, introvert Jen over here is just like social battery has been like depleted to, and here she is, Libby. What's going on? How you doing?
Libby's our mascot. It's episode 100. She needs to be here.
Yeah. I'm like, where the heck is she? She's right behind me. Anyway, yeah, that was a week. That was a week. That's there you go. I'm probably missing out some key details. Honestly, there were some good parts. It was fun hanging out with some of the family members that enjoyed it. Like, for example, when my brother, his wife, and two of their kids, so my niece and nephew, actually went out and watched us, you know, were supporting us as we were coming in on the half marathon on Sunday. So, yeah, we're crazy. See, I can't even keep track of all the timeline of events. We ran a 10K on Saturday and a half marathon on Sunday. So there you go. We're crazy.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got three medals because we had the double. I think I covered the main highlights. Yeah. And then 10-2-6 came out and here we are. We don't have time to play.
As we do, because we record on Tuesdays and this is our lot in life.
That is our lot in life. But speaking of our lot in life, Allie, how have you been? What have you been up to?
That was actually a pretty decent transition. Good job, buddy.
Hey, a broken clock is right twice a day, as they say. So I get a transition okay every once in a while.
Yep. What have I been up to? I have been taking care of my husband, who's been really sick with like really intense sinus infection. Really bad.
Poor guy.
So I've been taking care of him. It means our family trip is canceled. Gee darn. Now I just get to relax at home and play, you know, plunder all the faces, and I'm excited. No Infinite Pyre Dragon mount, but that's okay. I still am hanging on to the hope that one day, it will be mine. But I still like the transmogs look really cool. The mounts look cool. The pets look cool. So gameplay, like, I think might be pretty fun the way like it was kind of being described. So I'm excited to play the heck out of it over the next few days. Plus Black Flag. A lot of pirates in my life this week. I'm so excited.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And then Saturday, you had your mom's memorial. We on Saturday was, you know, longtime listeners on the show know that my dad passed away 2 years ago. So we had, you know, it was his anniversary of when that happened. So we got together, my mom and sister and I, and watched. My mom hadn't seen the Barbie movie yet, so we made sure she watched the Barbie movie, which was fun. And then the next day we went to a thing called Meow Wolf, which we really wanted to take you and Mrs. Jin here to when you were here, but just not enough time and stuff. But it's this really creative, interactive art experience, I think, is the best way to explain it. But, you know, they have different exhibits and whatnot that different people work on. And right now, one of the things they have going on is, what was it called? Convergence, I think. But basically, you walk into this large area and you feel like you're on an alien planet. You feel like you walk through the elevator doors and you feel like you were on a city street of an alien world. And, you know, there's like little details everywhere. It's one of those things where I got to tell my mom to look up. And like, it's a good day, right? When I get to do that. So, but I mean, the detail they put into it was just so cool. And I feel as we get older, it's harder to be able to lose yourself in that sense of, you know, wonder when you're looking around. And you totally get to do that. It was really cool. It was really fun. And another room has whole interactive light thing going on, which was like with like peaceful music and scenery. And it was awesome. And it was a lot of fun. I really liked it.
Meow Wolf. That does sound interesting.
Meow Wolf. Yeah. They have different, like, I think there's one in New Mexico and there's one, a couple others here and there. I don't know. I'm sure there might be one in California somewhere. I'd have to look it up. I don't know.
Probably. But we're weird here too.
Then, now that we know, like, that's a thing, like, that's going to be like, you know, like if you guys come back to town, like we're going to totally take you guys.
Beautiful.
But yeah, so that was fun. Some family time there. And now I get to spend time the rest of the week doing pirate stuff. So it's good times.
Good times. Good times indeed. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some of that plunder storm, you know?
Yes. Did you look at the transmogs and all that?
I did see it. Yeah, I saw what the rewards were. So yeah, I haven't given it a shot yet. So could be fun.
I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never played like a Fortnite or a PUBG or anything like that. So I don't know.
I haven't either, but I play Overwatch fairly regularly. So like I feel like I'm okay with it. And I like the big thing comes out of this is I like that they're trying something new.
Yeah.
Like this game's getting so old now. They have to try and experiment and do things to keep the game alive. It's not going to be hit with everyone. Not everything's going to be hit with everyone. But I do want to encourage people to try it. Like even if PvP is not your thing, like there's some objectives in the game that are more PvE based and you can still get the rewards even if you don't win.
Yeah.
So I think that they're trying something new, and like they straight up in the WoWcast they put out for it, they straight up asked for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So go try it. Give it like open mind. Go try it. Give your constructive feedback, what you liked about it, what you don't like about it. And it gives them the power to keep trying these new, fun, different things. And again, that's what games like this need to stay alive. So kudos on them. And I'm excited.
Yeah, that is really exciting. I'm definitely excited to give it a try. See what it winds up being. And maybe I will give some feedback. You never know. You never know.
I think
know.
You should.
All right. Well, I mean, if I have some feedback to give, I will give it.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess we want to move on. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I didn't take it off the bumper. Don't worry. So here we go.
Nothing beats a brew shared between friends.
I miss that bumper.
Yeah. So, Allie, what are we drinking?
We're drinking margaritas. Did you get a chance to make one?
Are we?
Are we? Are you not?
I forgot the assignment and because I was all stressed out with family and everything.
You've had a lot of life stuff going on. However, I'll forgive you.
I have the next best thing.
A Mountain Dew, baby. I have a Mountain Dew in my fridge. I'd go get it, but this margarita is really good, so I'm not going to put it down.
Yeah, it's a Mountain Dew margarita. They're almost the same color.
I wonder what a Mountain Dew margarita would taste like.
I'm like hung up on the fact that I normally shake my margaritas, and then I'm like picturing shaking my Mountain
Don't
Dew.
Shake the Mountain Dew. That one is stirred, not shaken. But no, like I feel because I've still got all this stuff. Like I'm out of fresh limes, but I could do like some lime juice, and then I got all the other stuff.
That is like the trashiest margarita I can think of ever. I love it.
Right. I mean, I would have like Mountain Dew and vodka in college, right? So,
well, sure. Just doesn't mean it's a little trashy.
Oh yeah, it's totally trashy. But you know what? Like, if it works, it works. Who cares,
it's
right?
True,
like,
it's true.
If people like it, they like it. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not gonna shame your drink of choice if it's vodka and Mountain Dew. But hey, just embrace the trashiness. Is all I say.
But I specifically chose margaritas because that was the first drink that we shared in person together.
That is true. That is true.
You've had a lot of life stuff going on. It's fine. But at least it's the margarita recipe that Jen gave me. So it's good times.
It is a good margarita recipe, everyone, in case you're curious.
It really is, honestly.
You can listen back to previous episodes, then you'll find it.
Yeah, we've had it a couple times.
And I don't remember it off the top of my head anymore. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can move on if we're all done with that.
You got a job.
I do. I have a job. So here we go. Job time. Hey, everyone. Do you like supporting shows that talk about the hobbies and interests that you're also into? Do you find yourself talking back to the host out loud while listening in the car or while riding on a train? If you've answered yes to any of those questions, stay tuned until the end of the show to find out how you can keep this show and our habits going.
I went to old classic.
Classic, yeah.
It was the first one.
It was the first one. It's a classic. It's like just like the 57 Chevy of Patreon, the old thingamabobs. It's a classic.
Right, yep.
Yeah, it's just like that. Good.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
As you might have guessed, based on what we said so far, what we said on past shows, this silly little show we do has somehow hit triple digits, which is crazy. So how are you feeling about having 100 episodes under our belt, Jen?
That's a lot of episodes, especially considering it was every other week for a long time.
until just this year.
Yeah, until just recently. We're only in March. Look at that. Yeah, but I mean, we would have been on track to hit 100 episodes in June anyway, so just 3 more months, so still. And I know we're going to be podcasting in June, because there's a war within that needs to be talked about.
Uh-huh. So much content.
Yeah,
so
we just hit the gas on the freaking get the numbers. That's all we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I think it's cool that we've got 100 in us, and I don't see any reason why we're going to stop, because, I mean, you said it best at BlizzCon. We're never going to stop podcasting.
I mean, Blizzard's making sure of that, you know, so.
Chris is up there going, I got 3 experiences for you. And Ellie's like, yep. Mm-hmm. But I guess we got shit to talk about.
So much. Well, for today, though, we thought we would take some time to kind of have some fun, you know, celebrate the 100th episode, kind of loosey-goosey, laid-back kind of thing. If you're a new listener, welcome. Obviously, this is not a normal show. And I just want to start off today by talking a bit about how the show even came into existence, because some people don't know that, especially if you're newer. And it was kind of a long time coming, honestly. Like, and it's fun because we get these nice comments from listeners who mention that they like our chemistry, which thank you, everyone, for those in the past. Let me tell you, that chemistry has been building since January 13th of 2019.
It's true.
Yeah. You see, at the time, we were both in the Lagging Balls Discord, which is another podcast that was, you know, around long ago, and we miss it. But I've been doing Dungeon Fables for about 6 months already at that point. And Jen made a comment in that Discord that he started a new lore podcast called Morally Gray to go over the lore chronologically, which is something I know always wanted a lore show to do. I didn't felt like I had the skill set, you know, needed to do that kind of thing properly, which is why I did Dungeon Fables. So I kind of did it, but in my own little weird way, because I'm weird. So when Morally Gray came around, I'm like, oh yeah, it's awesome. I want to support this. And so naturally I messaged Jin, and I literally copied. Like, I dug through our history and copied the message. It's in the show notes here.
And it's not that hard. You know, just go to the top. It's not like you got to sift for it.
It's a long time to scroll to the top.
This is a long time, yes.
It's a very long time. A couple times Discord freaked out at me, and I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, keep going. Did I say to stop? No.
You're like the freaking Kylo Ren freaking gif. More. More.
Basically. It was really intense. Anyways, I messaged Jin. I was like, hey, I saw you in the Lagging Balls Discord that you started a podcast. Grats. I subscribed and will be checking it out this week. Love me some Warcraft lore. And Jin said, thanks. Been thinking about doing this for a while.
It's true. I've been thinking about it for a while.
You kind of have to when you're doing a podcast. Well, I mean, you don't have to, but it helps when you, like, you know, plot it out a bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a challenging undertaking. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, believe it or not, Jin, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I almost chickened out that day when I went to go message you. In my mind, I was assuming like that you didn't want some stranger to message you and out of the blue that you've barely talked to. And I was like, he's not going to want to talk to me. Like, what am I doing? I shouldn't send this. Like, I'm just going to be bugging him. And I almost chickened out entirely and didn't send it at all. And I was like, no, fuck it. Like, if he doesn't want to listen talk, it's fine. He doesn't have to talk to me, but I'm just putting it out there. And so I did.
And here we are.
And here we are in 2024.
It's true. That's how it happened. I actually remember what I was doing at the time. I was on a walk outside.
Oh, were you really?
At night.
At night?
Yeah.
Did you get the message on your phone?
Uh-huh. And I responded while still on the walk. That's why it was probably so lame. Thanks, been thinking about doing it for a while. Like, really? That's the first thing I say?
I mean, I wasn't expecting you to respond at all, so... And you responded, like, 2 minutes later, so...
That's true. It was pretty quick. Cool. I was like, who is this? What is this? And the funny thing is I actually recognized your icon because you also posted in that same Discord that you do the Dungeon Fables. So I was like, oh, they're the person that does the Dungeon Fables podcast. So
that's why I can never change my companion cube add-on icon, because that's how everyone knows me, the companion cube. Mm-hmm.
And this is why you have a companion cube dice.
I do. It's true. They're right here on my desk. I see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. From Jin. Yeah. So a month later at that point, I had fun. I forgot I had done this until I was digging through our history. I shamed him for not reading the Arthas novel yet.
That's true.
Doing a lore podcast.
Still can't believe
I
knew it all.
I thought yet. Yeah. I mean, you did. It's just still like, just I was so shocked. I was like, fuck, what? 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 I thought he was good. How could you not have read that yet?
And I believe my answer was like, I'll read it when I get there. I'll read it when I get
something
there.
Something like that.
And
yeah.
And guess what? I did.
You did. It was fine. It was all fine. But I remember that was funny. But basically, at that point, we continue chatting off and on. I'm not going through all the little nitty-ditty grit details.
The nitty-ditty dirt band?
Yes. Sure, why not? It's a new thing around here. It's not nitty-gritty, it's nitty-ditty now. It's fine. It's fine.
What is this episode?
Anyways.
I love it.
It's fine. We continue chatting off and on about our podcast and content creation in general and just kind of start supporting each other. It was really nice. Like, I know for me, being a solo podcaster, like, it was nice to, like, have another person to talk to about, like, lore podcasting and just podcasting in general and just kind of, like...
Someone who understood notes. So many right? notes.
I picked your brain a few times about notes and how you did them. Like, I think at one point he actually sent me or offered to send me just so I can kind of see like how he was organizing and doing it, which like that was really cool of him. Like he totally didn't need to. Like, you know, in other podcasting circles, like it's a competition. And that's one thing I like about not all of the Warcraft content creator community, but a lot of us, it is about supporting one another. And I really like that. So that was really cool of you just to like, here's my notes. Go look at them. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm rude. Why not? I don't have any problem. Yeah. It's not like I invented the idea of bullet points.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we first podcasted together. Again, I had to research this because I totally forgot about it. May 30th, 2019, because we both guested on episode 109 of Frazzlecast.
I remember that. It was a good time.
I vaguely remember that. I've slept since then. Like, I don't remember it was
what
fun.
We talked about.
I remember it was fun, and I thought you were really cool, and I liked podcasting with you.
Yeah, that was definitely a good time. I believe we did a lore trivia contest, if I remember.
I think
correctly.
That's right, and I think I bombed it pretty hard.
Yeah. Okay. Reminder, everyone. This is what happened. Okay. So
I'm gonna be embarrassed. I feel like I'm gonna be embarrassed by this. I'm gonna get my drink.
The question was, when did the orcs come to Azeroth? Was it the first war? The second war, the third war, or the war of the ancients? And Allie said the third war.
Look, okay. I was tired. I was nervous. I was not thinking clearly, okay? And you heard me bomb that question and still asked me to do a lore podcast with you. So, you know, I think it's fine.
It's for the lulz, Allie. It's for the lulz.
Stupid question. I remember that I was mortified. I missed that. I was so embarrassed.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to haunt me forever.
In fact, I remember my reaction when Frazzle read the question on the episode. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so easy. Easy point. Allie's going to win. And then I went... I had no poker face, is what I'm saying.
I vaguely remember the face. Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened.
That was funny.
It was something, all right.
It was funny.
Now, years later, yes, like totally funny. In that moment, I had a hard time not being overly embarrassed. Anyways, moving on from that business. We first met in person. BlizzCon 2019 was my first BlizzCon, so it was pretty awesome. And we met on Wednesday night? I feel like it was Wednesday night.
I believe it was Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
Yeah, because it was the day before BlizzCon. All right, so...
Yeah, but the day before BlizzCon, I was doing a lot of Con for the Storm stuff, and that's why I'm wondering if it was actually Wednesday.
It could have been Wednesday. Oh, okay. So this is
busy. I was busy helping Con Before the Storm.
Yeah, this was the itinerary. me and my wife, we landed on Wednesday, and that was the day that we met up with you.
Yes.
Because the following day, me and my wife, on Halloween, which was a Thursday, we went to Disneyland.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were in Disneyland on Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday, we were at BlizzCon, and then Sunday, we went to Disneyland again.
Disneyland again, because we met you there again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mean Starman. We sat down. It was good.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I remember that. It was a good time.
But yeah, so we met at in the Hilton lobby on Wednesday. There's significant others. All four of us sat down. We had margaritas together, and it was a great time.
They weren't the best margaritas, but you know what? It was still a great time.
Sometimes it's more about the company.
That's actually way more important.
It's about the friends that you make along the way.
I would way rather have a crappy drink and great company than a great drink and crappy company.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, it was great. And the four of us also went out to dinner one night that weekend. Maybe, I think, Friday night. I think instead of doing the musical thing, we went out to dinner that night. Was it that what it was?
I actually believe that was that day we went and grabbed lunch.
Oh, was it lunch? Okay. Yeah. You know what? I think you're right. That sounds right.
We got a Tony Romo's, I believe, is where we went. I still have the picture.
Remember we walked there? Yes.
That they gave us.
With my goofy ass look.
Yeah.
We still have a picture from that on our fridge, too.
Yep. Yeah, the little free one that they gave us.
Yeah. Silly. But yeah, it was just really great. And like, I feel like that was a time where like Jen and I like solidified our friendship. It was great. You know, and time moves on and we keep doing our thing, being geeky friends. And July 17th, 2020, because again, I had dug through all our history. Jen sent me the magical message that started this show and I copied it here. And Jen, would you read it for our wonderful listeners so they can know how the magic started.
Okay. Imagine everyone. It is a dark and stormy night. No, it's not. It was July.
It was 9:45. I mean, that was 8:45 your time that you sent that. So it was dark night.
It was a dark night, but it was a nice evening. It was a nice July night. Anyway, I sent the message. Okay. Random question. No pressure at all, but I've had an idea for a while now that I thought could be fun. What do you think about doing a separate podcast with you and I hosting? I've kind of been wanting to do a show where I can also talk about the lore that's recent and not just current current stuff. I don't know. That doesn't make much sense. I don't know why I wrote that. I guess it's not just old stuff is probably what I meant. I'm an idiot.
Probably. I think I knew it. I knew what you meant. It's fine.
What a dumbass. We wouldn't have to start anytime soon, and it wouldn't need to be weekly either if you don't have a ton of time. Anyway, let me know if this is something you'd be interested in at all or not. Again, no pressure at all. Just thought it could be fun. Smiley face.
It's true. It's a good smiley face.
Yeah, I use a lot of emojis in my messages. Mainly because like I don't think I'm a very good writer, and I always like to put emojis to indicate that, yeah, I'm not mad. Don't take what I'm writing as I'm mad.
And now I know why you use emojis.
Mm-hmm. I don't think convey emotion very well.
And that's the thing. It's hard to convey emotion sometimes, right? And so I feel like the rosy cheek smiley face was a good one to use for that moment.
It was. It was a good one. Good choice by me. Pat on my back.
Good job. Good job. So yeah, so this show was his brainchild. Next month or so, you did a lot of brainstorming together for the show, including the name. And Jen was the one to come up with Live, Laugh, Lore, which was funny.
Kinda.
Totally works.
Okay, so what happened
Your wife helped too, didn't she?
Yes. So it was the two of us kind of brainstorming together, and we both thought it was the dumbest name on the planet. And then we just laughed more at it. And then we're like, wait, is this the dumbest name on the planet? I think this is the best name on the planet.
The names I was coming up were pretty lame. Like, I went and looked back at the names I was suggesting. I'm like, oh, those are crap. What was I thinking? But yeah, nope. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, and the original brainchild was that we would be like the Karen of the podcasts, right?
It's true.
Yeah, it was like that's why we're the podcast that wants to speak to the manager.
I think that was our first like intro joke.
I think it was. Yeah.
Back on episode one.
Mm-hmm. Fedora of Domination or something like that.
Yep. Still one of the best titles.
It is, yeah, it is. It's probably one of my favorites, honestly. I feel like we started off strong.
We did. It's true. Well, we started off strong. First episode, September 8th, 2020, as I said earlier, doing bi-weekly episodes because we both were doing other podcast stuff and it was a lot of work. So I think bi-weekly was probably all we could both handle at that point.
Yeah, that's true. That was about all we could handle. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then this year we went weekly and here we are. 100 episodes in with more laughs than we can count. We've had the pleasure of having some great guests join us and we have a fantastic community and many more great times to come.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really looking forward to whatever the heck's coming up next because honestly, I am really excited for the future and I'll tell you why. It's because for the first time in a long time, at least with this whole announcement of the World Soul Saga, it feels like they're really trying to take the story serious.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why wouldn't we want to be excited and not want to talk about it? So I'm really, really excited to see what's coming down the pipe. They seem to be really interested in keeping things secret. They don't want to give these stories away. They want people to experience them with the proper, you know, context, not just the stupid spoilers with the big X through the thing and just giving away things that are not finished, could possibly be changed, and just have a community like flip out for no reason. So
that never happens. What? Right. Never.
No, never.
That didn't happen just today. What? Never.
But yeah, and what's Libby cool knows too, we're lying.
Libby knows what's up. She always does. And what's cool too is that, you know, they did talk about how they're going to be wrapping up certain storylines as we've talked about recently. And I feel like it's just more content. Really, they're just giving us a lot of content and it's great. Plus we have freaking Chronicles 4 coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be a lot. Like, we may have to have a discussion on how we're going to handle that. Cause like, that's like 100 episodes right there. Okay, maybe not 100 episodes. I'm being dramatic, but you know, it's a lot. There's going to be a lot of stuff in there. So I'm really excited.
It's 100 episodes.
And one Chronicles book.
No, based on my experience, it's closer to like 75.
Okay, only 75. It's
no,
fine.
No, it's even less than that. It's closer to like 40 for Chronicle 1. But yeah, that's the thing. Chronicle 1 and Chronicle 2 kind of like their timelines weave together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it just focuses on the history of Azeroth on the first one, and then the second one focuses on the history of Draenor, right? And those timelines are kind of parallel. So you kind of bob and weave between them to get the whole story. So I guess it's difficult to say, and yeah. And you never know how many episodes a book's going to give you either, because sometimes a book can be one episode, and sometimes a book can be seven.
Right? So true.
But then again, The War of the Ancients cheated, because technically that's a trilogy, so.
Yeah, that doesn't really count. I mean, it totally counts, because so much of the history of the game is in that, but also doesn't count at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff that's going to be wrapped up with this, the whole World Soul Saga is really coming all the way from freaking War of the Ancients.
Yep.
So I'm excited. Honestly, it feels like the best time to have a World of Warcraft lore podcast is what is right about now. So super excited for the future and what's to come.
I would totally agree. I'm so excited about the content from Warcraft. You've been rocking it with these videos and the clips they're you've been funny. Doing, which is it's well, that's the thing, right? Like, you are just so creative and you're having so much fun with those videos, and it really shows. And I love what you're doing with them. And it's funny and it's awesome. And I mean, we've had fun recording this show for 100 episodes on camera with each other and laughing at our hijinks. And now we get to share it with more people, which is fantastic and just a good time all around. And you're just rocking it with the videos.
Well, I appreciate that, because it is a lot of fun. But sometimes when you're first learning how to do these things, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's kind of how content creation works. In the beginning, it's a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Before you figure out the workflow, it could be a little daunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm super excited for the future.
Yeah, I mean, and you and I have brainstormed a bit about, you know, things we want to do with the show and, you know, possible guests to bring on in the future and things to try and do. And just I'm excited for what's to come.
Me too. All right. You want to get into the amazing, amazing, awesome listener participation?
Yeah, this kind of blew up. So while we have had so much fun doing this show and having our geeky lore conversations, we probably would still have these conversations without a podcast because that's kind of what we do. But what keeps us doing the podcast is you, the listener. You keep this going. And we invited you to be a part of this episode to help us celebrate by sharing what your favorite episode was, or what you've learned, or just what you enjoy about the show. You know, whatever you wanted to say, basically. Just whatever was on your heart, your mind. And you guys blew it up. We also share, I mean, this might be part of the reason why, but we shared that one participant will be chosen at random by D20 roll, because that's how it's going to work out, apparently. And one random person is going to win an epic edition of the War Within expansion, which is awesome. And all the goodness that comes with it.
It's a lot of goodness.
Yeah. But with a lot of goodness comes all of your submissions. And you know, we promised we were going to read them so you could be part of the show, because you're part of the reason why we got to episode 100. And there's a lot of you. So we're going to get started with our first one. Who's our first one, Jen?
Our first one comes from none other than Aphrodon. And they actually supplied the audio for me, so we don't have to read. So, ba-bing, ba-boom, here we go. Here's Aphrodon, everyone.
Hello, Aphrodon here, dialing it in from just outside Sherwood Forest here in the UK. My favourite memories have to come from episode 12, when Ali breaks Jin's brain. This was the seminal episode where Jin and Ali embraced the shadow and got cozy with the void whilst discussing the Ilganoth whispers and what they thought they meant for the first time. Not only was this an awesome episode covering an awesome topic, it also included particular highlights such as Mrs. Jin's birthday. Hey! Podcast juice. The now infamous Captain Morgan's private stock, which, by the way, I still can't get over here, annoyingly. And we actually had Jin talking about his alts, which some say is a thing rarer than unicorn poo these days. What more could you want? Anyway, congratulations on 100 episodes, guys. Here's to you many hundreds more. Cheers.
Oh, that was awesome. I freaking love it.
Episode 12 is still one of my favorites of all time since I began podcasting in 2018. So thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. It would have been a funny video. I could tell you that would have been a funny video because it was like this whole deflated. And I'm just like, because what we've said in multiple times in the past is I used to stand up all the time when podcasting. And it was just something that I guess I got lazy. I decided to sit down. Anyway,
I don't know if you just got lazy. I choose to believe that's just how much it blew your mind, because Your wheels were turning in that moment. You were like, I gotta sit down and think.
It's true, I did.
It was awesome. Yeah,
like I said, we're gonna get a video.
Very proud moment.
Yeah. All right. It was good. It was absolutely good. So since Aphrodon gave me a break, I guess you gotta take over Xander's, right?
Yes. So Xander said, this may not qualify, but my favorite memory slash part of the show was when Allie used to do her awkward intro into telling us about the Patreon. I do also like the well-scripted intros you guys do now, but there was something about the hey, hi, hello there, hi, awkward intros, very enduring and always made me smile and giggle. I'm glad my awkwardness can make you smile and giggle, because I'm just naturally awkward and it's just going to come out from time to time. It's just a thing.
It just happens. It's just a thing.
Yeah. Thank you, Xander.
All right. Well, I guess that means that I can take over Wild Man. I guess my neighbor in California, Wild Man CA, California. So
what was that?
All right. They say, as I have been following the podcast since episode one, there are far too many times I've laughed, sighed, cringe. Come on. I'm not cringing. Come on. And smiled while listening to the adventures of Ali and Jin. From the great episodes talking about the Ilganoth Whispers to the ones where we heard about the sad state of affairs with ABK, bitches. This show has been an abundance of goodness for the WoW community. If I were to pick one thing that stands out the most, it would be stories. There's nothing more powerful in the world than a good story.
I love that you both bring something positive to the end of our episode adventure each podcast. In a cynical, jaded world, bringing this bit to the end of each episode reminds us all there is true good out in the world. Thank you both for 100 episodes of Live, Laugh, Lore. Here's to another 100 more and beyond. Whew, that's a mouthful.
That was a mouthful.
But thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Wild Man. That was amazing. And also, another amazing thing. Wild Man apparently ran 3,000 miles last year.
Holy shit. Wow.
That's a lot of miles.
That is not a little bit of miles. That's whew. Well done, dude. Well done.
Yeah, this is the stuff we talk about in the crazy Discord. So there you go.
It's true. If you're not in there, people should be in there. It's pretty great. Next up, we have, I'm probably going to butcher your name. This is what I do. I apologize profusely. Olopa?
You got it, dude. Or whatever.
I want to say Oompa Loompa, but I know it's not Oompa Loompa, obviously, but it's Olopa. I'm going to say Olopa.
Yeah, that's it.
It's. I mean, it rolls off the tongue nicely, so I'm going to go with it. Olopa, sorry if I butchered that, says, many good memories listening to the show. It's hard to pick just one. I think my favorite memory was when I was listening to episode 64, and Allie was talking about what she's doing in WoW. She was so excited, saying, races, reverse races, I'm so happy. While Jen misheard her. Jim has heard her and thought she was talking racism. Reverse racism. And then both started laughing at the misunderstanding.
That was a good one.
That was good. Remember being sore after that laugh? That was good. That was real good. That was an ab workout right there. He goes on. They go on to say, I was coming home after a very long, rough day. And for some reason, that was just so random and unexpected. I think I laughed like crazy in the car for at least 10 minutes, imagining Jin's face until he realized his mistake. I just couldn't stop. So thank you for making my days lighter, not only on this particular episode, but on many others. Another great memory was when Jin made a whole episode just like Dungeon Fables. Oh, that was fantastic. I wasn't expecting it. I really enjoyed it. Overall, all episodes bring me happy memories with all the fun parts, your thoughts and crazy speculations, and your positive and kind words. Congrats for reaching 100 episodes.
I should do that again next time we get a raid that we need to go through or something. That'd be fun.
We got 3 more expansions of it, so there'll be plenty chances.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny as hell.
Maybe I should do it.
You should do it. You should do it.
I mean, it's more funny you doing it, though, because that was... You know, it's just, you know, sometimes that kind of thing is just, it's a compliment. So it was pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was meant to be. Yeah. I was plagiarizing.
Yep.
I don't know. Words and things.
Plagiarizing with love.
Yes. Yes. All right. Major Fichon. They say... This isn't necessarily a favorite specific episode or memory, but I admire how much you guys get the community involved on your channel and take our input for various aspects of the show. Whether it was crazy cocktail drink ideas, sharing heartwarming stories, or just inviting us to participate in the lore discussion. You always make everyone feel welcome, and that's what really sets you apart from every other WoW and or lore podcast. Happy 100 episode, enjoy the enormous milestone, and keep up the good work. Yeah, I always try and like, at least chime in. So yeah, it's great. You say something to Discord, I'll be like, gotta say something.
It's true.
I actually have notifications on for anything anyone says in there. So I always get a notification because it's not that chatty in there. But if I swear to God, if you guys start spamming the crap out of me, I will turn it back to just mentions.
He will. It's true. We've had discussions.
I've done it before.
Regarding other Discords. He has.
In fact, I have. I've done it for that before when it got really, really chatty at one point. There was a while where there was a lot of discussion going on. I don't remember exactly the time frame, but I was like overwhelmed. I was like, no, too much.
So I remember you telling me about it. And I feel like that was a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was. It's been a while. Yeah. I love interacting with the community. It's great. I'm surprised anyone listens to this psychobabble that we do.
So. Right? Just us and our shenanigans.
I just thought we'd just be like, let's record it and listen to it ourselves because we're funny.
I do still listen to every episode. It's fine.
Sure do I.
It makes me happy.
I'm hilarious.
You are. It's true. All right. Next up, we have I do. Wookie BH. Good old Nick from Torn the Goblin. You need to have Nick on again.
Let's do it.
And Katie. So fun. Anyways, Wookie BH says, can my favorite memory be me?
I mean, technically, yes. Nick. Yes.
Yeah. It can, because it was just good times right there.
It was. It was a good time. It was a great time. I can see why you'd be like, well, I like listening to the podcast, but I really like being on the podcast because
it's true.
This is pretty fun. I mean, this silly little banter that we do, I sure hell have a good time with it. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I look forward to it every week.
We agree. It's a great time.
And just saying, Nick, like, new expansions, new content. We're going to need to have some people with us to talk about it.
Yeah, we need some more opinions and viewpoints and see what's going on and discuss. Because sometimes Allie and I, we have a tendency to go, oh, I think this is going to happen. And then we go, I agree. And we're like, oh, I thought we would have more back and forth.
Yeah, we're kind of, I mean, sometimes we do, but I feel like we're very frequently on the same page with a lot of things, which is nice because it kind of adds to that chemistry. But podcasting wise, sometimes it's good to get other thoughts in here.
Yeah, get someone who isn't quite so easily amused as the two of us are, where we're like, ooh, look at the shiny. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, this
That's
is nice.
That's true.
We get some of those cynical, jaded people up in here. Come on.
Are you saying Nick is cynical and jaded?
No, actually, I'm not.
I was going to say, I don't think he is. I don't know. Tell us if we're wrong, Nick.
No. Oh, I guess the next one's mine, right? All right.
Yep.
Hunter Gershom from Twitter says, as soon as I saw the title Fedora of Domination, I knew I was a lifer. And yeah, that was the Fedora of Domination. I remember making that stupid joke. M'lady.
It was a great joke. It's a stupid joke. Gershom from over there at Thrall's Ball. She knows what's up. She knows what's up. It was good.
Mm-hmm. It was a good one. It was a pretty decent episode for our first episode. We were still getting the logistics right on the whole audio thing. Yeah. So it sounds okay, but it sounds better now. So there you go.
For our first podcast, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Compared to like Dungeon Fable's first podcast. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We like, that's one of the nice things about being podcasters on other shows and then coming together to do a different show. Like, you have a better idea of what you're doing when you start another new show.
You actually know what you're getting into, right?
Yeah, it helps. It helps.
And you understand that there is a division of labor that can be done and to, you know, share the load. And so no one gets overwhelmed. So there you go.
Yeah, it's true. Up next, we have at Dark Shaggy 06, who there was a little podcast back in the day called Those Meddling Azerothians. It was a pretty fun show. I got to be on it once. It's good times. But he was one of the hosts there. Said, I've always enjoyed Allie and Jen, even back when I was podcasting, doing episodes with Allie and raiding with Jen. When I came back to WoW after a break, Live Laugh Lore was the first podcast I returned to. Oh, thank you. I love listening and then theorizing through messages with them. Yeah. It was fun.
I always enjoy the banter back and forth with people reach out to, hey, Jen, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Yeah, so don't worry, anybody. If you do reach out, I will respond. I don't bite.
Usually.
Well, I mean.
I mean, you don't.
That's nice.
That's a different conversation. All right, you got the next one.
Oh, the next one. Metal Zani. Ooh, hey, how you doing, Metal Zani? I enjoy every time Editor Jin has to come in and make a lore correction from the future.
Those
honestly, I gotta admit, I enjoy Editor Jin too. And I feel like it's a little extra like, here you go, Allie. You didn't actually get to experience this during the record. This is just a fun little joke for you too. You don't know it's coming. Hey there, Metal Zani. I'm glad I could be, bring you a little joy. I like jumping in here too. So, back to the show.
I'll go back and listen to it. Usually I'm getting ready for work or take care of the dogs or something. And it's a good little surprise.
It is a good time. It is a good time. I was enjoying it your chin too there, Palazzani. So I'm glad that someone else enjoys my stupid humor.
Up next, we have Matt Zero Sai. Matt, I'm sorry if it's not really how you're saying things and doing things, but hi. Hi, Matt. I like that Jin is a warrior through and through. Also, I like that Ali never says die when it comes to her infinite pirate dragon mount that I still will not say die about, even though we're not getting it this patch and I really, really need it. I will not give up the fight. Never give up. Never surrender. It will be mine.
Yeah, you're going to have whenever. To really start advocating for that, too, because the one person that said the Infinite Pirate Dragon story is not done is no longer at the company. So you're going to have to start like a some type of petition or something to really make sure that you know, the word is out there that the Infinite Pirate Dragon must be a thing.
Yeah. Like, this was just the perfect expansion for it, and it's not there yet. Just, if it's gone now because TBD is no longer around, like, I'm going to be so sad. And whatever minute grain of sand influence I have, I will spend it trying to get an infinite fire dragon mount.
Well, damn it. You know, Godspeed. I wish you the best of luck.
Hey, I have others in my corner who want it too. I will start recruiting. It's fine.
All right. Hominus Dominus, you're good. All the luck be with
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My Irish heritage and St. Patrick's. Me. There you go. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Thank you. Libby agrees with me.
She
you're
does.
Up next.
All right. Where we leave off. All right. Oh, yeah. By the way, I am a warrior through and through. I just got to say.
It's true.
Warrior for life. Gooblin, I believe that's what that says. Gooblin.
Yep.
Says, I discovered y'all fairly recently. Your first episode I listened to was the one live from BlizzCon. Fun intro into what y'all do. That was a fun episode.
That's an episode to start with.
Speaking of audio being bad. Sorry.
Hey, I've listened to other live from BlizzCon episodes from other podcasts, and I feel like we did a good job.
Considering it was recorded from my Pixel.
Yeah. Just there on the... So it was there on, like, the little, like, hotel table, right? And then, like, Jin on one side, me on the other side. And then my husband, Mr. Ali, Sniper Frog, however he's going by, joined us, like, sitting on the edge of the bed, kind of, like, leaning towards it. Just three of us, like, in a triangle around the phone on the table there. Just hoping it worked out, so... It was good times.
Yeah, the main reason it was able to work out was Google's cool AI or whatever crap was able to identify the three different speakers and generate three separate tracks for when each person was talking. So it did make the edit a bit easier.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah, I was impressed by that.
All right, next up, we have a Twitter handle that I'm probably going to butcher, so I'm just going to apologize now. At... Barlilla Jax?
Yep.
I'm going with it. I probably butchered something. I apologize. They say, love the chemistry between you two. Always looking forward to new episodes with more silly jokes.
Beautiful. I agree.
We do. We do too.
Yeah, the silly jokes is what I keep coming back for.
Yeah.
And if you learn something along the way, hey, that's just a bonus.
It's really about the living and the laughing. The lore is just a bonus. It's fine.
Yeah, the lore's in there. The lore's in there. But we'll take it too serious around here.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we got the Kunkka. My favorite part of what Ali and Jin have created in the accumulation of all the stories, both big and small, including the books for those that cannot keep up outside the game, and the small details... Goodness, that some of us just overlook. Both of you have surpassed all expectations of what a Warcraft podcast could be, making sure that all your fans live through your experiences exploring Azeroth. Laugh along with Jin's squishy bits and showing love for your community in 100 ways. Well, 100 so far. I cannot wait for Live, Laugh, Lore through the next 100 and beyond. Wow, that's very
Jin's
nice.
Squishy bits. Fantastic.
All right. Well, I guess you get the next one.
Yes. Unique Exemplar. Hello. They say, I thought I was done with WoW after Legion. Stuff in life had me cut the game out of my free time, and Legion's story felt like a good place to end things.
What sword?
But the YouTube still wanted to show me cinematics and lore videos. Thank you, Noble. Love Noble. We'd like to have Noble on the show someday. And so I kept up with the Warcraft story. Eventually, I found myself searching out more lore, and podcasts are something I really enjoy listening to while I'm doing my kind of mindless factory work. The launch of Dragonflight lined up with me finding some new free time, as well as finding Dungeon Fables and Live Laugh Lore. That is all to say that, to me, this is the best lore podcast. If it weren't for you, I don't think I would have been able to wrap my head around so many of the stories and how they can intertwine. You two extrapolate more than speculate, which is very much appreciated, and most importantly, you two know your lore. I feel like I'm listening to true lore aficionados. Even though most of us have never met, you two welcome us, your audience, to a table as friends to talk about the wonderful world that we enjoy so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Wow. Thank you. That's what I can say there.
Thank you. It's, I know for me, like, podcasts, especially Warcraft podcasts, were such a big part of my life during college and some really rough times. And so being able to listen to podcasts kind of, you know, were nice, fun distractions. And so when we can be a fun distraction for someone else when they're doing like mindless work and helping them enjoy more things and stuff, it's just, it makes my heart all warm and fuzzy. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I agree. It's, I've always loved, honestly, Warcraft podcasts. I've listened to just about all of them. And so the fact that I get to even do one that at least one person feels this way about, I just, it's beautiful. I love it. So,
yeah,
just happy to be here, honestly. Well, I get to cheat again.
That's all right. I guess you deserve it.
Yeah, well, Sarith is going to chime in and let us know what he thinks.
Hey guys, Sarith here. Just wanted to give a quick congratulations to Jen and Allie for 100 episodes of Live Laugh Lore. I cannot pick one specific favorite memory of the show. I've laughed out loud at every single episode that has come out and had an absolute blast on the episode I was on. It's just a great show, absolutely phenomenal community, and I can't wait to see 100 more episodes. You guys are really just doing an amazing job, and you know, it's inspirational to any of us who want to podcast, have podcasted, may podcast again. And you know, one last message specifically for you, Allie. Pickles are the best. Congratulations again on 100 episodes.
I already told Sarith in the Discord how I felt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
It's rude, Sarith. Come on. We can all stop with whatever. The food shaming. Come on.
You know, like, you're on his side.
I agree. But we don't need to make fun of people for what they like to eat, what they don't like to eat. Come on.
It's okay. I still like Sarith, I guess. It's fine.
Jeez.
No, seriously. Thank you, Sarith. That was very kind of you.
Yeah, Sarith's good people. Hope to say hi to you when I'm in Chicago for the marathon in October.
Yeah, I hope you do. I'd love to see a picture of you guys together.
That'd be good. All right.
Yeah. All right, next up we have at Senator Adams, who says, I mean, honestly, blah, blah, blah. That's what he says. Let's try that again. He says, I mean, honestly, my favorite moment was before you were a show. It was the dude from Morley Gray joining the lady from Dungeon Fables, making a new podcast. Unreal. It's been 100 episodes since then. First Patreon I ever joined. Wow. I butchered this whole thing.
I believe in you.
Sorry. Look, I haven't had a drink during podcasting for this show in a while, and I think it's showing, okay? First Patreon I ever enjoyed. I did it again. Hey, Editor Jen.
Editor Jen ain't saving shit.
Fix it. Damn it. First Patreon I ever joined. 100% a fan. Hopefully you're still 100% a fan after I absolutely wrecked your submission, because Editor Jim may not save my ass this time.
No. Too many laughs, too many giggles. Just can't do it. That is unsalvageable.
Yep.
All right.
But seriously, Senator Adams.
Thank you.
Is that Slash Adams?
Probably. That's my guess.
Senator Adams, thank you. It was very, very kind of you. And It was really cool to see like some of the excitement from the, well, first off, one of the things that made this show work is that our two communities had a lot of crossover of listeners, which was great. And then seeing those people like get excited about us joining forces was really cool. So we're glad you're here for it. And I'm sorry I butchered all the things.
All the things have been butchered.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. All right. Next up, John DeShazo on Twitter says, I've been a fan of all your goofiness back since the beginning of Dungeon Fables and Morla Gray Pod. I've learned so much since then about lore. Well, I'm glad glad we could be of assistance. Yeah. That's honestly why I started doing podcasting in the first place, was I had someone say, who's Sylvanas to me? And I said, I must correct this.
Someone actually said, who's Sylvanas? Uh-huh.
Someone said, who's Sylvanas? Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right.
Oh, boy.
All right. I clearly have a big job ahead of me.
Clearly.
We got a lot of work to do.
Yep. All right. Next up, we have at Bob3RJT. I don't know if that's supposed to be something together with like kind of license plate style, you know? But Bob, hi. Thank you for submitting something. Bob says, your voice acting brightens my day.
I wonder whose voice acting it is.
Yours.
What? No. What are you talking about? I would never.
You're the one with the voices. I just have the giggle. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have the voices. I have my narrator voice, and that's about it. I can do a half-decent Marvin Martian, but I don't think we've ever done this on this show. But you have, like, all the different voices for the different characters, and it totally works.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. My favorite is when you become a Southern Belle. That's my favorite. It's clearly too embarrassing to do right now because you're here, and it's just, I'd be like, no, it's... I don't want to confuse the listeners because, you know, there's like two of you here.
You could, if you want. I mean, you could take your choruses and read it.
I don't think I could do that.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
No. I'll take your choruses, though, and read this out.
Do it.
So I'd fully intended on making you guys suffer through a musical submission like I did for Morla Gray Pod. But between illness and work, I haven't been able to find the time. Oh, I'm sorry about that, of course. But buck up, old chap, as they say in jolly old England, I guess. Hello, governor. I don't know.
Wow. Decorus, please mock him. Okay, thanks.
Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. I think that's fine. I'm going to go with it.
Decorus will tell you it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. You guys were colonizers and shit like that, just like us, so... Yeah, I'm making fun of the Brits. There you go. Okay. Live, Laugh, Lore is something I never thought the community would get. Two of my favorites. It's Google is telling me that you misspelled favorite, but it's
I copy-pasted, man.
It's the
That's
British
all
way. It's the even...
It's the British way.
Yeah, it's the UK version of favorite.
It's the proper English. We're just too lazy over here.
English.
We don't use...
It's the Queen's English.
Yeah, like we don't use the proper English over here because we're lazy.
No, I'm just saying that Google Docs is discriminating against your chorus, is all I'm saying.
I got you. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's being...
There are squiggles.
Yeah, they're being jerks. Anyway, two of my favorite people talking about some of my favorite stuff. You both deserves every iota of praise you're going to be getting and more besides. That's all stuff every listener knows. I know from personal experience how incredibly difficult it is to achieve anything like consistency in getting a bi-weekly show out with two hosts. The fact that you guys have done it and are now going weekly is a testament to the passion you guys have for the show, the lore, and the community. I'd be in awe of you guys for that alone. What others also might not know, especially if they're more recent listeners, is how incredibly kind and supportive both of you have been to the WoW podcasting community over the years. So many shows, long and short-lived, have episodes, successes, and entire runs that wouldn't exist without one or both of you. I love you both. Congratulations on episode 100. And dang it, Chikoris, with the feels and the stuff, you... Blimey is all I gotta say.
You blimey. My eyes are getting a little watery over here. It's fine. It's fine. Thank you, Dracorus.
Yeah, you're the best. Thank you so much, Dracorus. That's amazing. Well, you finally get a break since Tricorus did that to you. We can go ahead and let Burkhart read out his last one here.
Yes.
Hey, go Jen. Burke. Hey, Ollie. Sorry for the late submission. I don't necessarily have a favorite moment of the show. You guys do a very good job of covering like your specific topics that you're talking about. And often I just love the banter. And I also love like when you talk about the stories, because I've since given up on the game, but I enjoy the story aspects of it. So it allows for me to still enjoy the story bits, even though I'm officially retired from World of Warcraft. Honestly, big congratulations for 100 episodes, and I hope to hear 100 more. Take it easy, guys, and I'll catch you later.
All right, Burkhart.
Thank you, Burke.
I will talk to you on the 30th while we're playing some D&D, but you are amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, man. So you wanna see who the winner is?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
do you want to roll? Or do you roll?
I got a D20 right here.
You got a D20? Okay. All right, go for it.
Here we go.
I'll put my companion cube D20 away.
All right. Clicky, clicky. Here we go. Boom, boom. Of course. I got to reroll. So, all right. I crit. And Burkhart graciously stepped out. So, all right. Roll again. All right. Let's see who is the winner. It is none other than Slosh Atoms, number 16.
Well, Senator Adams, we're making Adams. Assumptions.
Yes.
It may not be Slosh Adams.
Pretty sure it is.
Senator Adams on Twitter, congratulations. I'm going to be reaching out to you, or Jen will, one of us will, and we'll give you the code so you can get the Epic Edition.
There it is. You got yourself an Epic Edition. Thank you so much. You the best.
Yeah.
But seriously, everyone who participated in this, like, I don't even know how to describe what it feels when people write things like this about something that you do. It's kind of, I don't know, like I'm a weirdo with a messed up family and messed up emotions and crap like that. So I almost get embarrassed when people are this nice to me. So it is
a little, you know that feeling when you go to a party, you don't know what to do with your hands. That's what it feels like sometimes when you like,
yeah,
hear all these nice things over and over and over. Like, I don't know what to do with my hands emotionally right now. In my brain, that's what it kind of feels like right now. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, I want to come across as appreciative and just let everyone know how much I really do, how much this really means to me. But I lack the words, so just know that that's how I feel, even if I can't say it, because I'm seriously, if you met my family, you'd understand.
And it's, I know, like, when we started talking and brainstorming this out, like, I don't think either of us really expected the immense amount of kind words like this. We thought it'd be more funny, haha, this episode was funny kind of thing. Like, I don't think we were expecting to be, like, lavished with so many kind things. So, thank you.
Yes.
It really does mean a lot.
Thank you so much, everyone. It means a lot. And I got to just keep saying thank you, because that's the end of this episode.
You do.
Yeah, that was the episode, everyone. Like we said, this is not a normal episode. We will return to your regularly scheduled programming next week. Don't you worry. I got a fun one in store.
Oh boy.
Well, like we say, that is right. It is the part of the show where we have to say a quick thank you to all the patrons that also support the show and keep the show going. If you'd like to join their ranks and support the show, you can do so by going to patreon.com/livelaughlore. Not really a new patron, but returning patron slash Adam. So I just... why I keep having that name on my brain. So if that was you, thank you. And if that was you got yourself an Epic Edition. So thank you. But we also have to say a huge thank you to all the amazing top patrons. And that is Scissor Lord, Monkey Valhalla, Mikey Monkey,
Mikey Monkey,
Mikey Monkey, Charlie, Nicolobre, Craig Lemus, Ickes. Okay, I need to pause here for a second.
He's getting water. He's getting ready for this next one.
Someone
hasn't changed. Oh, wait, did he change it?
Oh, no. I don't believe he did. No, he didn't. But someone had to go ahead and be all nice and be all super friendly. So, Nadun.
Yes.
Night Warrior. Just thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, that was very unexpected. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you for the craziness. You crazy... amazing person, you're fantastic. And speaking of fantastic, there is also Mud. Mud is a wonderful, wonderful person. An Aphrodom who was like proving that it's weird that not only do people listen to the show, people all around the world listen to the show, and it blows my mind. So, and then we also have Dungeon Master Burke. Excellent, excellent, wonderful dungeon master and player of Dungeons and Dragons. Hey, Greybeard. And then, of course, the one that almost got us misty-eyed, Dracorius. Thank you so much, all of you. You are just the freaking best.
Stories. There's nothing in the world more powerful than a good story.
Our positive note this week is, as you may have gathered, if you're new here, hi, welcome. Get not a normal episode, but normally every single episode, including this episode, we end every episode, I'm going to say episode a million times apparently, with a positive note, a positive story, just something to, you know, just there's enough crap out there. Like, we just like take the time to, you know, have a little positivity. Our positive note this week is World of Warcraft, believe it or not. Because who would have thought that this game would still be going strong after this many years? And when you really sit down and think about it, like not what, you know, gets said in the community or whatever, just we just really just think about it at a foundational level. You know, for many people, this game is an escape. You know, people met their chosen families, their friends, their tribe, sometimes even significant others because of this game. This show wouldn't be here without it, obviously. We wouldn't get the chance to geek out about it with you wonderful listeners. We wouldn't have this wonderful little community that supports each other and shares with each other. And really cannot stress that enough. All of you, like, it's just, it really is such a great community. And I'm just so proud of you and proud to be a part of it. Like, we do have that support channel in our Discord. And every time someone posts in there, like, everyone else is just so kind, supportive, and genuine about it. And I love that about all of you. Anyways. And obviously it goes to say that without this game, Jen and I wouldn't have met. We wouldn't have been able to become good friends. And when you think about it, when we started this show, like, a lot of life has happened since we started this show.
Yeah.
And not just since we started this show, but even just since we started chatting about podcasting in 2019. And we've been there for each other, like, through it all. Like, I left this part out on purpose so you didn't get to read it. Ha! Genuinely, like, I could not ask for a better friend, a better co-host, a better everything. Like, I really just truly appreciate everything you do and your friendship and just for you being you. I know you talk about how you have a hard time with emotions, blah, blah, blah. And you and I have talked about that before on deeper levels, but like, your thoughtfulness means a lot to me and you really have helped me out through some hard times more than you realize. So thank you for all of it. I mean, just this week for my birthday coming up here, he sent me a mug and it has a picture of California and a picture of Colorado with a heart in both of them and a line connecting them. And then the California one has Jin and the Colorado one is Allie. It's like that. I forget what says on the other side about it. How, like, you know, even though, like, we're not together, we're still having coffee together or something like that. Right. I forget exactly what it says, but it was adorable and I freaking love it. And it was so much. And it just, you know, sometimes you meet those friends that you just, it kills you to not be closer to them. Like, Jin and his wife are that couple for me and my husband. And just love you. And I appreciate you. So thank you for being amazing and wonderful. Ha! Anyways, despite how toxic and negative the people in the wider community can be, there's just so many positive things that happen because of this game. And our Live, Laugh, Lore corner of the community is a great place to be in. Thanks to all you wonderful listeners. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And here's to many more laughs in the many episodes to come, because we're going to be podcasting forever.
At least tell the server shut down.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So I have nothing to say than wow. Yeah. So that I'll just say after this weekend that was nice. I appreciate that, and I appreciate who you are and everything that you've done for the show and just being an awesome friend and also being an awesome person in the community. So just thanks. This has been freaking fantastic, and I'm going to stop before I make myself cry even more, because I don't like, yep, mm-hmm. Brains.
Love no, you.
Broken.
Our hands.
I'm going to hit this button now.
Do it. Hit that button so hard.
Yeah.
Freaking killing the kindness over here.
Happy emotions are nice, though.
It's true. It's true. Too many feels.
Thank you so much for listening to Live, Laugh, Lore. If you have a topic or a question you'd like us to discuss, send us an email at livelaughlorecast@gmail.com. If you want to support us on Patreon, you can do so by going to patreon.com/livelaughlore, and you can keep the show going for as little as $1 an episode. You can watch Allie live on Twitch Sunday nights over at twitch.tv/AllieAndres. And you can watch Jin Monday nights at twitch.tv/JinsJoint. You can also follow the show on Twitter at @live_laugh_lore. You can follow Jin on Twitter at JinsJoint, and you can follow Allie at AllieAndresK. Meanwhile, be kind and take care. Did I say to stop? No.
More.